going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We're going to talk to DJ Shockley coming up here in just a few minutes. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. We're getting ready for the draft, y'all. And it's always a fun time of year. We had Charles Davis on the show earlier, but we need to talk to our man DJ Shockley. You watch him, guys, on Fox 5. Obviously, a damn good dog, and it's always interesting to hear DJ's perspective on these guys that are coming out. And DJ Shockley, thank you so much for jumping on with us, brother. We appreciate you. I'm just curious, are you concerned? We've been talking a lot about Mykal. Are you concerned at all with him not being able to do some of the things he wanted to do at the pro days and all this stuff, or is that just background noise to you and this dude's going to be an impact player?
Fellas, first, I appreciate y'all having me. Good to talk to you. I didn't talk to y'all boys in a minute.
It's been a minute.
Good to talk to you. But, yeah, you know what? It's one of those things that you look back on and you say, man, I hope he continues to get healthy as this process goes along. I think he's been trying to do that, but I think he's also been trying to show the next level what he's all about. And you guys know I'm around this team a lot. I'm around George all the time. I travel with him on the sideline with him. And one thing, actually, I talked to Mykal about, you know, his injury situation. And one thing he said, he wanted to make sure that he showed scouts. This is at the end of the year. He wanted to show scouts that he can battle through a long season of little nagging injuries here and there, because he understood what the narrative was. But he also wanted to know and tell people that, you know what, I know I'm going to go through stuff. You guys see me injured, but I want to come back and be, you know, available for my team. And I think that spoke volumes to a lot of teams as well. Now, whether he hasn't been able to do a lot of things, now, of course, a lot of teams want to see him up and closer in person, but I think he'll be ready to go. He said he was, you know, as healthy as he's going to be, and was still trying to, you know, gradually get his way back to where he was. But just showing that fight, that grit, was big, I think, for him and for the next level to see, because he could have easily said, you know what, I know I'm going to be a first-round guy. I know I'm going to be one of those guys that everybody looks at when it comes to the draft, and I could just sit out. But he said, I want to come back and do it for my teammates. I want to show the next level that I am a team guy, and I'm not just sitting on my laurels and saying, hey, I'm going to wait till I get this bread.
And that's the thing. We've talked so much the last few weeks, DJ, about, you know, guys who played for Kirby, just like guys who played for Saban when Kirby was there. They come in the league and they're ready. And sometimes, like, you know, like Trayvon Walker, you maybe can't quantify his statistics, but once he gets in the NFL, he just makes it happen. Do you feel Mykal Williams can be a double-digit sack guy? Because that's what we need. That's the question, is the impact guy. Because maybe Mike Green out of Marshall is more impactful, but the big picture, Mykal Williams might be the guy who's going to be here 10 years.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think it speaks volumes to what you just mentioned, is guys come in the league ready. And I think you hear what, you know, all the GMs and coaches say about Georgia guys or Alabama guys, whoever it is, that come into the league and say, you know what, these guys are ready to play day one. They know how to practice. They know how to go about their business. I was talking to Kirby about a couple of weeks ago, and he was telling me that, you know, the Eagles people were telling him that all the Georgia guys didn't know how to do walkthroughs because all they know how to do is go full speed, and they had to slow them down. So it tells you the level in which that these guys play at and their mindset when they get to the next level, because all they know is work. And I think Mykal absolutely can be one of those guys. I think it's been documented about Trayvon not having all the numbers and all that kind of stuff. And then now he's a double-digit sack guy last couple of years. But I think the one thing that kind of sticks out to me is you look at a guy like Green, obviously, who, you know, had 17 sacks this year, but then you look at a guy like Mikael, and you got to look at the system they're in. You got to look at the coordinator they're playing for. And in a Kirby-style defense, as we know, he likes to play a lot of guys, and I like to play multiple positions. And ultimately, it comes down to these guys are more of a team defense kind of players as opposed to, all right, we're going to line you up on this left edge, and you're going to get the quarterback. Georgia's defense was a little bit different as, you know, as everybody plays in it, you kind of mix and match and you try to find these matchups, but also you're playing more team defense as opposed to just one singular guy just trying to go out and dominate one particular edge or tackle or whatever it may be.
DJ Shockley played quarterback at the University of Georgia. He's currently anchor on Fox 5, and of course he said it. You get a chance to hear him and watch him as he is on the sidelines with the Dogs as well. Tell me about the offensive line. Like Jared Wilson, he's considered to be like the best center in this draft. And what did you see through the course of the season? And there were times that Georgia's offensive line was not as good as we thought it would be. But him and Tate Ravitch are going to be two guys that are going to get picked in this draft over the weekend.
Yeah, I think when it comes to those guys, you got to look at them as an individual as opposed to what they did as a group. Now, we know they were, you know, not as good, you know, running the football. That's what Georgia's been known to do the last, you know, 5-10 years or whatever it is, been able to run the rock. And they weren't to that caliber this year. But I think you got to go back, and when you really look at the tape, now look at the totality of it, but look at the individual guy. Does he move his guy? Does he create space? Does he get out on the edge? There are a bunch of times where I turn on the tape and you see guys on the perimeter and they're de-cleaning guys, or maybe another guy next to him missed their block. So I think it's a little misconstrued when you try to gauge what these guys are all about. I think you have to individually kind of grade those guys as you see them on tape. And both of those guys are tough. Both of those guys are physical. And, I mean, as we know, if Kirby doesn't hold back in practice, they've gone against the top guys in the SEC every single week in practice. So they're used to those battles. So I think when you look at those guys, yeah, you got to take them for individually who they are. And I think they both are talented players, both of them really athletic, and both of them really smart, because they asked the offensive linemen, which a lot of people don't really, you know, understand, but they ask those idea a lot of things going on. There's a lot of movement. There's a lot of things they got to do on the snap of the ball that a lot of people don't think. They just get in front of them trying to block them, but there's so much that goes on up there, and those guys are, you know, some of the smartest guys that I've seen come through there.
It's our man DJ Shockley. The camera loves him, Carl. See him on Fox 5, and man, he's making news, man, every day. Hey, the quarterback situation, since you were an amazing quarterback at Georgia, and again, just, you know me, man. I know it was tough because David Green was putting up big numbers. I wish you had more years to start at UGA. That's neither here nor
there.
Neither here nor there. What do you make? Because we've asked all our dudes this week, and we haven't talked to you in a while, Shock. What do you make of the Shedeur Sanders phenomenon and all the hate? Is it real?
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic. As we know, when you get closer and closer to the draft, that's when all these things come out, and all of a sudden there's all these issues. Now, I think Shedeur has his, you know, negative. He has some flaws. He has some things that he may hold on to the football too much, not as athletic. You know, sometimes, you know, he talks bad about his old lineman. All that kind of stuff matters. I mean, when he did that early in the year, I was like, this is crazy. I can't believe he's, you know, kind of doing that. But the guy does have a lot of tools that you like. I think he's tough. I think he has the mental capacity to be able to, you know, be a really good quarterback at the next level. Obviously, it's going to take a little bit of what system he's going to be in. There are times where, you know, I've seen people talking about his workouts saying, you know, there's nothing on time. There's nothing in rhythm. Everything is, you know, a couple of hitches and let's see the guy come out of it. And we know on the next level, you ain't going to be able to do that. And I think, obviously, that Sanders name has a big pull on a lot of people. And I think you change that name on the back of it, people may look at him a little bit differently. But coming to this draft, as we know, teams love to reach for those quarterbacks. It don't take but one team. And if there's one team that say they feel really good about where he is or finding the right spot for him, then it may be it. But I think there is some warrant to some of the stuff that he has done or said that it hasn't been good to the next level. And regardless of if you think you're a top three or four, you got to put your best foot forward in interviews or whatever it may be, because you never know down the line if, hey, you're up for a contract and they let you go and here goes that team that was looking at you say, yeah, I don't know if he's changed, that could affect you. So I think a little bit of both goes both ways for him, but I think once he gets to the next level, he'll understand that this is a different style of ball and he's going to have to do a little bit more than what he did the last couple, you know, places he's been.
DJ, we haven't talked about Malachi. Give me your thoughts on Malachi Starks, one of the top safeties in this draft.
I think the number one word for Malachi is versatility, man. They had this dude to do so much at Georgia. There were times last year where they just wanted somebody to catch the football on punt, and Kirby said, my most dependable guy is Malachi Starks. Mm-hmm. This dude just played, you know, every snap on defense. And I've seen that dude line up on the edge. I've seen him line up as a linebacker. He's played in the slot. He's played corner. He's played safety. This dude's played a little bit of everything. And I think that's what teams love is the fact that you can have a guy who can play a bunch of different positions, but then also you can give this guy a lot of stuff mentally to deal with. And I think that's what really is going to be enticing for a lot of teams. Yeah, the speed doesn't be there, but you turn on the tape and the dude's always in place. The dude's always in a good spot. Obviously plays the football really well in the air. He is one of those guys that came in from day one at University of Georgia and was that guy that Kirby absolutely depended on, and you can tell why he was a, you know, two-time All-American for the things he did. So I think he's going to be one of those guys that steps in day one and is a starter for wherever he lands. And I can't wait to see where he ends up, because wherever it is, I think they're going to get a great ball for that.
Hey, Shark, because you dialed in with UGA, we were just talking about this the other day. You know, the offensive line last year wasn't great. Now, guys going to the NFL, you got to protect, and we got to turn over the offensive line. Got to protect Gunnar Stockton. You got all these great weapons. But I've talked about Stacey Searles, and I've talked about, you know, the development. Is Georgia going to be able to be getting the trenches right on both sides of the ball in 2025?
I sure hope so. And I've had a chance to do a couple different events with Kirby the last month or so, and then, you know, listen to him talk during spring ball. The number one thing he talked to me about, and everybody else, quite frankly, was he wanted to get the line of scrimmage right. He said, we have to be able to run the football, and we have to be able to stop the run. And he even went back to saying, we changed some of the stuff that we do in our off-season workouts. The way we go about our lifting process, the way we, you know, teach is a lot of stuff that he wants to get back to. So I think he understands it, and he knows that in this league, you have to be able to do that. You got to be able to control the line of scrimmage. And last year was not indicative of what kind of team he wants to have, especially on the offensive side of the ball. So I expect this team to take another step in the right direction this year when it comes to being able to run the ball and stop the run, because that's something that he had to emphasize. And when Kirby has his eye on something, you better guarantee he's going to make sure that everybody is locked in step with him.
Shock, where are you at on this NIL and Nico Iamalaleva situation? It's played out. He's at UCLA, but everybody around college football was talking about it. I'm just curious where you're at on this, because, look, I think the thing is broke. I don't think we can survive this way with everybody just like, I'm out, I need more money. There's got to be something in place, whether it's a new CBA that gives, you know, universities a chance to say, hey, you're under contract. But where are you at with this stuff?
I'm right there with you. You look at the way it started, everybody was excited. Yeah, the dude's getting paid. They deserve it. Absolutely. But then it's starting to get out of control. And then now the guys are starting to feel like they can dictate everything that's going on. And obviously so, because they're the big product. But I think at the end of the day, there has to be guardrails. There has to be something that says, you know what, these guys can't just do what they want to do and leave when they want to, or ask for more money, or be talking for while you're getting ready for another game and still trying to shop yourself. There has to be some kind of guideline. There has to be something that these schools can lean on so that these kids can't be the ones that control everything and say, you know what, I want more money. I think a lot of these kids, you know, haven't really earned it. And it's become to a spot where this dude's making $2.4 million. Would you think you can find another job in this world where you can just say, all right, I'm going to leave 2.4 around and see if I can go get some more? Like, come on, bro. Let's be for real. Like, and then you're in a great spot like Tennessee. They're going to support you. I just was really thrown off by it and thought that it was kind of greedy on his part. And I understand he wants more money. Mm-hmm. But if you play the way you're supposed to, guess what? That bread going to come.
It's going to come.
He's not that good.
Yeah. Shock. I'm with you. And, you know, you talk about Kirby. Yeah, we're up against it. We got to run. But I love to hear what you have to say about this. And, you know, we've heard enough of Kirby where I know he's not necessarily happy about how this is all playing out. But I think he's doing a good job of navigating it is what I'm getting to. Like, with the Dogs, it's a different story. And it's not that they're not going to lose guys, but I think he's doing a really good job of navigating this stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, I think he points to, where do you want to go? Where do you want your future to be? Where do you want to be looked upon? And you look at the track record of his guys, once they come through this program and where they end up, and it speaks for himself, and guys have to get in line, or they figure out a hard way. So Kirby, yeah, he's his own GM. He knows the ins and outs of it, and he knows exactly how to get these boys playing at a high level and then make them go earn their bread.
Shock, man, appreciate you. We probably will see you down at the stadium tomorrow, yes, I'm guessing. So, hey, man, watch him Fox 5. He does a terrific job, and you'll hear him on the Dogs broadcast as well. DJ Shockley, thank you so much.
Fellas, my pleasure. Appreciate y'all. Y'all be good.
You too. All right. Pretty good golfer, too, by the way. Hey, oh, man, yeah. Coming up, we're going to mock some more. Why not? We're a day away from the NFL draft. You just heard Shock break down all the Georgia players. Each one has different intangibles that they're going to bring to a team. By the way, they're not all first-rounders. We're saying by the end of the weekend, Georgia will have all these guys in the league, and it'll look like it normally does. But great job by him. When we come back, though, Mike, I got to ask you, who are you taking, not with the first pick, but the second pick?
Oh.
Which kind of sets the whole draft up, doesn't it?
We'll come back. It's Dukes and Bell.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Everybody has different opinions about what we're going to do, not only with the first pick, but what about the second round? What about that second pick? Let's not dismiss how important that pick is for our Atlanta Falcons. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tomorrow we're live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and right after we get done, by the way, Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, Dave Archer, the analyst for our Atlanta Falcons, Mike Conte, they will all be there live, all right, getting you all the latest updates and everything that's going on during the draft. Nobody covers it like we do. But, Mike, let's all agree that we're going to get an impact player at you know, with 15, all mm-hmm. right? But the second-round pick, and this is something you've harped on, by the way, when we talk about our second, third, and fourth-round picks over the last X amount of years that haven't panned out. And when you look at any really good NFL team, guys, they have a number of second, third, and fourth-round picks that have been drafted and have lived up to it. And we haven't. And, you know, the latest is a guy named Richie Grant, Mike, that, right. you know, we thought, all right, he's going to be that guy, and he's going to come on, and it never really happened for him. So the second-round pick, to me, is as important as the guy we're going to take at 15th. And again, we're assuming we're going to stay there. But what are you thinking there?
Well, we've looked at a number of these mock drafts, and again, it all depends on which one you're using, but we want to get a corner. Everyone assumes, just assume the edge is what we're going to do, right?
Okay.
What are we going to get at corner? Now, we talked to Brian McFadden last week, and I said, I want Maxwell Harrison. You've seen him play up in Kentucky where Trinity's going to school, and he says, no way that that guy's going to be available in the second round. And there are some second-round picks where he is there, and that would be something, because if we could go get Harrison, I think that's a guy that can start, and Hughes can pop over to the nickel package.
I'm with you.
And now we're in business. Then there's some other guys, and then if you look at the corners, some of these dudes are, well, damaged goods. You've got some guys that have had some injuries. There's some guys that you're like, well, you know, is he going to be able to contribute right now for me? Because that's a big one. Like Siobhan Revelle from East Carolina, really big-time speed and elements, but he's dealing with a lot of physical stuff. So that's one of those guys. Michigan, we talked about, they've got a corner who's projected to go in the first round, Will Johnson. And he's got some injury stuff. He hasn't been able to run a 40 for anybody.
That's right.
So, but those are guys. No, again, he's not going to be there. But corner in the second, that's important. I would say if you want to judge Terry Fontenot, yes, second rounders have been brutal for us historically. Dimitroff struggled late in his career with it. We did get Marlon Davidson, which comes to mind. Isaiah Oliver was solid. He became a nickel.
Eventually. He was.
Still
he was.
Playing in the league.
He is. He got hurt and had to overcome a major injury.
Still
but yes.
playing in the league. Jalen Collins was a bust in the second round. That's all in the last 10 years. I think the best second rounder that Terry's drafted is Bergeron out of Syracuse.
I agree.
Because Bergeron is plugged in. We never complain about him. Matthew's been great, and he was a 38th overall pick. Rook was 35th, but they moved up to get him.
Yeah.
And I know that you're higher on Rook. I just haven't seen. I'm not saying he can't be. I'm just saying I'm not yet a believer. Arnold Ebiketie, you know, he was, you know, six sacks was the team lead last year. But that's he's just kind of hovering on the, well, is this going to be the year he really springboards? Because this is the last year Arnold Ebiketie is under contract for the Falcons as a second rounder.
If you are wondering, we pick basically 14th in your mind, which is pick 46 in the second round. That does not mean we stay there. But as we get through the first round Friday night and we turn around, on Thursday, and we turn around Friday night, it's Browns, Giants, Titans. That's the order that starts the second round, which is why our man Charles Davis was saying those same teams, if they don't find the quarterback they need, could easily be looking early in the second round. But that doesn't mean we're going to stay at 14. But we have the 14th pick in the second round, which is pick 46. So, you know, you've got teams, again, like the Raiders and the Patriots and the Bears and the Saints drafting in front of us. As a matter of fact, the Bears have the 39th and the 41st pick. Bears could get really good quickly if they do this draft right. They got some pieces already in place.
Right.
A lot of people talking about Warren, the tight end out of Penn State. You give Caleb Williams somebody in the middle of the field. He's a great blocker. And then you turn right back around, Mike, and grab another high second-round pick with pick 41. But that's where we're picking. I just want to – we cannot dismiss this.
No. Now, again, could you just for throwing some stuff out there, Terry, and we played the soundbite last hour, I agree with him 100%. You do all these mock drafts, you do all these websites, whether you're on Madden, you try to make trades, and these are trades you can never pull in the real world.
No, you can't.
And, you know, I saw that – I think it was Tori McElhaney did a mock draft that – and again, her website she used, I couldn't get it on the website I was using. You know, I think she traded back. I want to say –
it wouldn't allow you to do it?
Yeah, either Green Bay or the Chargers, and we were able to get some stuff. You could still trade – I've been able to trade down in the second round and get a third-round pick. So move down a little bit, and then I got a third-round pick, and now I got four picks in the top 120, which is a better place to be.
It is a better place.
Especially if you believe that everybody between 15 and 45 is the same dude.
Correct, because after we get through the first and second, then we have a fourth and two sevens. So, again, I'm not going to, thumb my nose at a fourth round pick. You got to get that right as well. But then, to Mike's point, I would like to add a third if possible. And if you're going to do that, day two would be the day to move and potentially add that pick. But as we talk about the draft, look, first round is easy. And I say easy from the standpoint of you are by now hopefully familiar with some of the names we've talked about. Maybe you watch some of these guys. Maybe you have your own impressions on who you think the Falcons should take. I think it's pretty clear cut. And as I said, when Terry said today, as he addressed the media, you know, talking about need versus the best player, for me, it's need, need, need. It may not be that way every year. And, you know, this is what they said about Kyle Pitts. Mike, we took the best player. Okay, great. Fourth overall, he was the best player on the board. That year, so be it. But this year, it's need for me. And I think it's undeniable that if we don't go with defensive personnel and specifically, Mike, front seven guys, however you want to chop that up, D tackles, edge, I think we're making a mistake. And that's the part where a lot of Falcon fans are skeptical because they've seen this team have needs in the past.
Right.
And ignore the need over what they perceive to be the best player.
And again, we've covered every angle. At least we think we've covered every angle. We'll continue to cover the angles with every expert, including DJ Shockley, who's so dialed in up in Athens, that we all know what Georgia does. Look, I would love to take Mykal Williams if I know what he's going to be. Now, this is the great debate. We always argue about Georgia players, and I have guys killing me on Twitter because I said, we got to go get Mike Green from Marshall. And so immediately, and like, I'm not saying, like, we do this for a living. You work for a living. You don't have time to break down the draft. Some guy's like, why are we going with a small school? Well, he started at UVA, and he was a guy that blew up a guy from Oregon at the combine. Well, why didn't he play in the Senior Bowl? There's a bunch of guys that are projected to be in the top 30 that left after they put the work in. So playing in the Senior Bowl is just another chance to get hurt, and no one cares. So you show the scouts what you do, and if you really do dazzle in the workouts, and you leave. That's been going on for years. So I'm trying to explain to this one guy, you know, who feels that this guy doesn't have a work ethic. He didn't play in the Senior Bowl because who gives a crap, you know? So that's part of it. I would love to go with Mykal Williams. If you can guarantee me, Carl, Mykal's going to be a double-digit sack guy. And is he going to have an impact right out of the jump? When is the last time we had that impact guy? Vic Beasley, you know, he was a decent rookie year. The second year is when he jumped off the charts. When he had, who was it? We had Dwight Freeney came in last minute.
Yeah.
And we had a really solid four-man front with some really good pieces in the middle. Man, that's the thing. And a lot of guys feel that way about Mike Green. He gives them Vic Beasley vibes. Well, guys, we got to get an edge rusher, and we just got to hope, to Carl's point, that they have nailed it out of the, whether it's Pierce, whether it's Green, whether it's Mykal Williams, or maybe, as you said, I think it's a great argument if we go defensive tackle, because I think the defensive tackles at 15 are sure bets than the edge rushers.
So let me say this about Mike Green. As we were talking about it yesterday, and Guy Talks on the way, when you debate his ability and you feel like he's a small school guy or whatever, get that out of your head. He finished the season first in college football in sacks, first in tackles by a defensive lineman, first in sacks for yardage, meaning negative yards for sacks. He was number one in college football. As a matter of fact, he had, 42 more yards than the number two guy on the list. So not only is he getting sacks, these are sacks, Mike, that are deep in the pocket, negative yards, putting you in not only third long situations, but now we're talking about fourth, you've got to punt the ball. This dude's a producer, plain and simple. And when you talk about his motor, that is something nobody I've spoken to talked about. He has a motor. So if you're wondering, like, why are we doing this or why are we thinking about this kind of guy, if you ever question a guy's motor, you should never draft him, because that only gets worse when you get to the NFL and those checks get bigger. So, Mike, right. I'm just telling you, like, disruptive, violent, motor, these are things that Mike Green brings. Explosive, I'm all in. Mike, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, one of our favorite cartoons is coming back, Rick and Morty. I'll explain what's going on there. What big man just got himself another endorsement deal? And it involves number two.
This dude is banking, isn't he?
Is there anything this guy will not endorse? But if you missed what happened on TNT the other night, the NBA and TNT will explain. It's all coming up in Guy Talk next.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Where to play is play. Tomorrow, guys, as we said, we'll be live at Mercedes-Benz. Come by, man, if you have access as a season ticket holder and you're there. We'll be hanging out the My Box Suite. Nice work if we could get it, right?
Yeah, sure. No doubt.
Going to be a lot of fun. Wes Drewham, amongst other guests, going to be stopping by. Plus, highlights of all the experts we've had on the past month or so, giving you analysis and what we're going to do. Real quick, I do have to comment about a commercial I heard during the break here on the airwaves of 92.9 The Game, and I must bring up something with the advertisement. They were promoting The Accountant 2.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always joke around, you can always judge how a movie is how well it's going to do when you see just how big the name of the reviewer is they use in the movie trailer. You know, sometimes you'll see, amazing, unbelievable, but you can never read who said it.
Right, right.
You know, and then if you pause it and get your magnifying glass out, it's Joe Slobotnik from My Mom's TV downstairs.com.
It's a great site, man.
Not from Peter Travers or Rolling Stone.
Right, right, right.
It's not from Siskel and Ebert's review page. But anyway, reason I bring this up is I did have to agree with something I heard in the promotion of the movie The Accountant 2.
Okay.
It's better than the original in every way. Yeah, because the first one sucked. Surprised they greenlit a second one. It's a horrible movie. And that's just because Ben Affleck movies are either like Robin Williams movies. Really good, really bad, really good, really bad. But, I mean, The Accountant, to me, was a freaking disaster of a movie. But this one, apparently, is they actually had a plot, and it's been developed with characters. And now him and his brother, the dude, Burkhalter from Walking Dead.
We just talked about it.
Apparently, it's going to be better.
Yeah, look, by the way, best movie for him is The Town, for me.
Yes.
Best movie.
I love The Town.
Me too. As you talk about good movie, bad movie, good movie.
I mean, Good Will Hunting. Table Good Will Hunting.
Yes.
I love the town he directed it as well.
It was good.
And used real Boston people in it.
Yes, he did. No, that's a good Ben Affleck movie.
Right.
But you're saying you will not be seeing Accounting 2.
No, I will not. Now, again, the premise of The Accountant, he, as a child, is in the spectrum. I think he's autistic. And him and his brother, neuroscience lab, get all these martial arts skills. So basically, he's an accountant, but he's also a hitman. It's the stupidest freaking premise. But anyway, now the brother who he reunites with at the end, they're tagging along and they're having fun. So now they turn this into like a buddy movie.
The brother's a polar opposite, too.
Yes.
He's fun-loving. He's, you know, party guy, all that good stuff.
Mike, it's better than the first. Okay, that's all you need to know.
I spit my water out here. It's absolutely better in every single way. Yes, I would agree with that one. So if you want to see it, knock it out. Today we are getting into some discussions with the listeners, both on the text line and follow us on social media. Carl is put 'em up, C Dukes, Mike Bell, ATL. I always get a kick because, like, we talk about movies and music, and yeah, there's no wrong answer. You like what you like. It's like food or wine or whatever, but I still, and I will die on the hill, the movie Draft Day is one of the biggest pieces of crap I've ever seen. It's one of the stupidest, most derivative films, and the idea that somehow on draft night, the general manager would go, wait a minute, let me look at the videotape of the wide, he's trying to find his mom in the stands. Everyone's got it wrong, and it's the stupidest freaking movie of all time, and I will die on that hill. Draft Day sucks.
Let's dimer The Accountant or Draft Day?
Draft Day. Draft Day. Horrible. Draft Day makes Any Given Sunday look like Godfather 1.
Well, yeah, Any Given Sunday is such a good movie. Now you're getting in a different territory. Listen, I have said this, and Mike, are you too close to it because you know what really happens and what goes on
right
in these situations that you had a hard time believing, suspension of disbelief, and just sitting there and going, hey, Kevin Costner can do this really in the real life.
I did get a kick, like the guy supposed to be the Ohio State quarterback, was it Wisconsin quarterback?
Yeah,
absolutely. They later find out that nobody of his teammates went to his birthday party. Aha. Now we're not drafting him, and now we're going to pull a crazy trade. I mean, it's just a stupid. You've got to be a freaking idiot if you're going to say, I really love Draft Day, man. It really spoke to me.
Nobody liked the kid, Mike. Yeah. They took that as he's not a leader.
Yeah, and again, I tried to explain in the pitch for this movie, and again, I don't know. I'm going over somebody's head today, and I'm arguing with. Yes, okay, it's Moneyball, but we'll throw Jennifer Garner in. There'll be a love interest. It's Moneyball meets football. All right, let's greenlight this thing. Again, you said it. You and I were at the Super Bowl with Kevin Costner. He couldn't even look you in the eye when he was promoting it.
Because that's right about the time it came out, right? Right after the Super Bowl, if I remember correctly. Yeah, this is a few years back, guys. How old is that movie now? 7, 8 years old?
It's got to be 10 or 11, because it came out in probably 14.
Okay.
It was that Super Bowl of 14, 15.
It's got to be. Yeah, if you've not ever seen it, you're a football fan. When did it come out, When?
2014.
Okay. Watch it, and you guys just text us and let us know what you think, all right, if you get a chance. Right.
Hey, man, we talked about this yesterday in Guy Talk. Shaquille O'Neal the other night on the NBA on TNT in the middle of a segment breaking down the game. Shaq's got to leave, and it sounded something like this.
The other thing about Kawhi is, you know, what I...
You all right, big fella?
You all right, no. Catching a cramp?
Go ahead, keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, we on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know.
Hey, take some matches with you. Hey, listen, he couldn't hold it. After 40, you can't hold it no more.
That's a first.
You can't hold it.
Unless
he's got something. After 40.
That wasn't something planned, was it?
No,
that was
not planned. Hey, listen, he was in the back talking about he's going to drink alcohol to clear up his
No, no, he's been drinking the olive oil.
You know what? Olive oil to clean his gut. It's cleaning his gut. All right.
You know the funniest part about that? Roll that back. When Shaq, when you've had to go to the bathroom so bad, you don't want to talk. He's like, go ahead.
We're live. I know.
The other thing about Kawhi is, you know, you all right, big fella?
You all right, no.
Catching a crap?
No.
Right here.
Listen. Go ahead, keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, we're on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead. Yeah,
go ahead, keep talking. Oh, man.
That run to the old ass knees and feet.
So Shaq, if you didn't see it, basically kind of does that tight walk that you have to do when you're prairie dogging, and he made it off the set just apparently in time, according to friends of ours who work at Turner. The company known as North Shore Care has gone on all social media, on Instagram and Twitter, known for its maximum absorbency products, telling folks on social media now, TMZ Sports has it, it wants to offer Shaq an endorsement deal.
Unbelievable.
Bathroom emergencies don't discriminate. Yes, even when you're 7'1".
Go ahead. Keep talking, Jeff.
A four-time NBA champion. A spokesman for North Shore Care told TMZ Sports, we'd be happy to send Shaq a custom Shaq support pack, complete with Go Supreme, our extra large and heavy duty wipes, perfect for all types of sensitive skin, and a few other goodies to make sure he's covered next time nature calls on or off camera. Also, Carl, they're the same guys that with Go Supreme. They offer up to size 3XL, and it says, quote, gives 8 hours of leak protection, wrapped up in form-fitting, quiet design, so no one will ever know Shaq's rocking them.
Yeah, okay. We're on TV. I don't know what we're doing. Go ahead. Yeah, that-
it's the quiver in his voice.
Yes!
I don't know what we're doing.
Everybody that's listening has been there. When you've had to go so bad, you're like, you all right? We'll be okay.
Now, I'm laughing because, you know, we've got friends.
Go ahead. Keep talking, Jeff.
We've got friends of ours that have done modeling and done acting here in town, male and female. And we got buddies who've done endorsements. And I'm looking at this article, and they said Depend also wants to help Shaq out, telling us it will send him a pack to try as well if he wants a test run. They call theirs Depend Real Fit 4-in-1 Skin Guard LXL Maximum Absorbency. But what makes this interesting is you've got a brother who looks like a cross between... Jerome Bettis.
On the ad?
Yes, and what's his name? Chestnut. And that's what the brother looks like.
Maurice Chestnut.
So imagine you come home, it's like, hey, baby, I landed the gig. What deal? I'm going to be on the cover of all the Depends in the country.
Wow.
Yeah, we're on TV. I don't know what we're doing. Go ahead. Yeah, that,
oh, man.
I can't get over that.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, speaking of Mr. Poopy Pants, Rick and Morty is back for season 8. And, of course, Mr. Poopy Butthill. It was voiced by Hugh Jackman last year in an episode. Carl and I love this show when it first started.
It's a great show.
We actually had them, and they're gone, by the way. We can't find them in the computer. We actually back in the old days, Justin Roiland did some voices for us.
Yeah.
But, like, this is Rick Sanchez. It's the greatest. And then he had a major falling out with the studios over some crazy behavior that's well documented. But the guys that did the voice work pretty good. They just did a trailer. So we got a lot of friends over there at Adult Swim. And I used to work over there. But anyway, a Rick and Morty season 8 trailer for guys who love that
love
is
it.
Out. So go
love
check it,
man.
It out.
And look, I never thought that I would be a guy that would enjoy adult cartoons.
Right.
And I do. Like, it's so, you know, some of the stuff is so inappropriate, but it's so funny, right. Mike, and it just makes for great TV.
I love this review. They said it's kind of like Black Mirror, but with humor. I thought that was a good way to put it.
For the new season?
For Rick and Morty. No, if you haven't watched, Day-Day, have you ever seen an episode of Rick and Morty?
Oh, yeah.
Have you gotten schwifty with it?
Pickle Rick?
I'm Pickle Rick!
Yes.
I'm Mr. Bulldobbs. You know, we got to get on the show. You know what? We'll give Day-Day your first homework assignment. Keith David. Great actor, been in a million things.
Yep. Great voice.
You know, great voice, everything from Platoon to, he was in They Live with Roddy Piper, and he always plays the voice of the president on Rick and Morty.
Yes, he does.
So there you go. Let's track down Keith David, man, see what we can find. That'd be some cool stuff.
It would
stuff.
Be great. No, it was Pitch Black, too, with Vin Diesel, wasn't he?
Right.
He was in T.I.'s movie. What was it, the one he filmed? ATL? He was the dad of
The Last
Is Enough
Community. He was in that, yeah.
That would be pretty cool, man. And he's and by the way, he's still alive, 68. So if you can't get us Morgan Freeman, we'll go to Keith David. Option number 2. And oh, by the way, Nick, we never got Neil deGrasse Tyson with Chris. You get us Neil deGrasse Tyson, it's $100. We'll start the spiff on that.
I went to his show. Yeah, to his show when he came. And dude, you talk about talking like, I mean, I loved it, but it was like, at some point in the show, I was like, what did he just say?
It's America's a classic.
It's like, what is he talking about?
Hey, man, a couple guys hit us up yesterday. There were so many. We got more action on, of all the things we talked about in the last 2 weeks, nothing got more stuff on our text line yesterday than us talking about the airport rate doubling at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport.
The joke.
And then a lot
Who's
of folks.
Who's behind it?
Yeah, well, the guys that run the airport. I guess you think that gets
What tra- city councilman did this?
Again, you can't blame Mayor Campbell. He's not in office anymore.
You answer me. I want to know, Mike.
No, I'm not saying that in the great tradition of the city of Atlanta, the kickbacks have always flown. I don't know who got one on this, but in the case of the airport, they did have to. Now, some would say, you know, with the way the economy economy's going, you might want to ramp it up. Maybe you raise everything, you know, 25% or 30%. But to simply double everything across the board has got everybody freaked out the tracks.
Oh, yeah, that's all I'm asking. Like, who said this is a good idea? Look, we got all this construction going on. Right. I get it, Mike. At some point, it's going to be great again to be able to park at the airport. I told Mike, I don't even park at the airport anymore because I'm so worried about getting there. Right. And roaming around for 45 minutes without having to find a spot. And then, by the way, if you do, you're crammed in between two cars that have parked, you know, almost illegally because you can't fit in there. And now you're telling me they're raising the rates. It's going to cost me how much again?
It's going to double. $30.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, everything is doubled now across the board. When I saw this yesterday and I tweeted out, people literally going, are you kidding me on this stuff? So, yes, everything.
They're paying the workers double?
Yes. Daily goes from 19 to 30. So it didn't double, but it went up $11. So percentiles there.
It's crazy.
But daily, hourly went up from 3 to 10. So it tripled.
It's a lot, man. I'm sorry. That's just that. I speak for all Atlantans. That's a lot of money, y'all. I'm just saying.
On. Hey, man. And one last story. We hadn't mentioned this yesterday. There's really not much you can say on the air with kids in the car. A lot of folks now calling that Shannon Sharp should be let go. I wouldn't go that far. Let the man have his day, I guess, in civil court with this litigation. But the Shannon Sharps have a lot of stuff that's gone out that, needless to say, we can't really read those text messages. But, man, I'm surprised how many people are telling Shannon Sharp he's a creep for dating a woman that young. Mind your own business, man. That's his style. Now, how this goes and whatever happens, we'll wait and see.
He apparently, and look, I've just been kind of getting caught up on this, Mike. I listened to the tape, I guess, that was sent by Tony Busby, who's an attorney out of Texas. You know, he basically went after Jay-Z and Diddy and all these other folks. He's been involved in a lot of stuff, guys. He's also the guy that was involved in the Deshaun Watson case, for those of you who don't remember. So Busby's been doing this for a long time, but the point is, Mike, apparently,
and Lanny Davis is repping Shannon Sharp.
Correct, but she was offered a settlement,
$10 million,
and said no.
Offering a settlement, and immediately some folks it says guilty. It screams guilty. That's not necessarily how it works.
No,
as we often say, my father was a detective, and the phrase, and I know it irks people when I say it, but sometimes it's accurate. There are three sides to a story, and sometimes, you know, there's an unpleasant situation. Sometimes the person might be crazy. It could be a number of issues. You want it to go away. And you feel that, you know, yes, you could be culpable, but either way, it's just easier just to get rid of it. So, I mean, but that doesn't, in this country, mean, and it shouldn't, that you're guilty of what they're accusing you of, because you can be accused of anything in a civil suit.
Well, and I'm always leery. This is just me, and I have no idea what happened in this thing, and we'll see if it ends up, you know, going to court or whatever happens. But I'm always leery, Mike, when you got people recording folks. And you've been in a situation with them for, what, 2 years? I think it was 2 years they were seeing each
alleged,
other
right.
off and on. I'm always weary of that because it's like, what's that about? We always talk about gotcha moments. I'm not sure.
All right, get Schwifty in here. Schwifty. Here we go. Rick and Morty, if you don't get Schwifty, I still have the T-shirt on that. I think it's family-friendly. Be careful with that, though, Lynn. That was a song. They had to come up with a song to save the planet, and they ad-libbed. Remember, that's the one where they have iced tea in it.
Our other phrase from Morty, Rick and Morty, was, show me what you've got.
That's from the episode. It's basically an intergalactic talent contest. And if you don't win it, your planet gets destroyed.
Show me
what you've got. I want to see what you've got. Anyway, there's your Rick and Morty update. And that is Guy Talk.
Coming up, guys, Falcon Report. We got a lot more to chop up. We are a day away from the NFL draft. New news coming out if you haven't heard. And our general manager speaks. Stay right there.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.